And my job as a board member is when I go back to my council is to advocate on behalf of this organization, and I would do just that. It's always been a commitment, and it will continue to be a commitment. So what we're, I think we're basically saying is, hopefully the other organizations believe it is a priority, and that they're going to have to figure out what kind of fire department they want, and if they're going to make that commitment. And yes, I understand the cities need to, and the service district needs to understand, and I don't, you obviously may not have that ability, but, and that's not to be a negative comment, it's a reality comment of, I fully expect in the Grove Beach City Council for us to be discussing priorities. And if fire becomes the top priority, that means we may not be able to do some other things that have been identified. And that's what the tough question for the city council will be. So all that is said, because I do want to ask the question of, Chief, I see other your alternatives, and I'm really looking at number one. And I know you keep talking about potential temporary fire station closures. Provided we are not able to adopt the budget, because I think you're probably going to come back with a budget, would there be a way for the respective member agencies, if they choose to find the resources, to maintain staffing levels in their respective station? Would there, is there an opportunity, or is that something we need to have a conversation about?
I guess my lawyer was coming forward.
I love it. We need the lawyers to move. He's moving.
The general counsel has cautioned me that this specific discussion is not part of the agenda.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I withdraw the question. Okay.
I would recommend, it's a very important question, and what we ought to do is probably, and he may have a need for analyzing that a little bit more than shooting from the hip today, that we give him an opportunity to explore that, analyze it, and come back to you, and when we do, we'll agendize that specific question.
Yeah, and I know it's somewhat premature, and I don't know if Board Member Caldwell, are you going to be Oceano's rep from this point moving forward?
I don't think so.
Oh, no?
No. Okay. They don't like me.
I like your pragmatic approach, and I really believe that, you know, it's so interesting. I think you said all the things that, you know, and we're in agreement. And I think what it comes down to is everyone needs to figure out, can they pay their fair share? And if not, if someone has to do what's in the best interest of the community, it's a professional decision. There would not be any animosity. So I just wanted to convey that and communicate that.
Well, I appreciate that a great deal, and I don't intend on being adversarial here.
No.
There's no question but that the Oceano Board, and I believe the citizens in Oceano, want to be members of the Five Cities Authority. And like you said, looking realistically, to pay our fair share, which is what I think needs to be done, I don't think we can do it. Yeah. I don't see any way Oceano is going to be able to come up with 20% of another $1.9 million in the next 4 years, and it needs to be on the table. And I appreciate realism without hard feelings.
And I can say it's much appreciated, because it's really it's a matter of, we're at a critical juncture. We think there's an opportunity. You've been a great partner, and there's no animosity. I think it's just a matter of, let's have a sincere and honest negotiation of what that looks like. I think that's kind of where I know I want to go, because being a person who was there from the start in the creation of this, it was a groundbreaking for this region to consolidate fire departments, to have one fire chief, to have one administration, to have shared training and shared equipment. And certainly we don't want that to go, we want to continue to be, it to be successful, as you said. So I think we just need to have honest conversations.
I agree.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So for my comments, the chief had asked us to provide an overview of what our respective agencies related to the discussions we had at whatever level we had them. bringing this forward to convert the full-time to full-time. And so a Rio Grande council and management as well have recognized and are making Five Cities Fire Authority and the requests and the needs of the authority at this time to make that as a top budget priority. Rio Grande also will be dealing with the issues related to PERS and the responsibility we have to also tackle that. So going into our budget, we've recognized that those are going to be our two top priorities. I also want to remind everyone that regardless of the timing of the discussion of converting to full-time fire, moving off the reserve to making full-time, when we were reviewing the strategic plan, and because we all had what we refer to as status quo budgets, because we were waiting to incorporate the Five Cities Fire Authority budget into the two-year budget cycles, which was a recommendation that came from all of our agencies. So we were prepared as a board to start tackling the strategic plan and itemizing those things to prepare for the two-year budget cycle. So I view this as it's a urgency to get the FTEs based on the reserve program, but this exercise would have occurred in January and February regardless, related to now that we have the components of the strategic plan, our next step was how do we prioritize and how do we build a budget to pay for it. And so I've been waiting for this conversation for 3 years. In fact, I've been waiting for it for 7 years because this has always been looming. And now I'm actually excited that we are at a crossroads so we can really scrutinize and analyze further with the help of the exec team, which as I have not had that luxury, and the exec team, for a lot of reasons, has not been really acutely aware or acutely on top of this because of other priorities and things. So that's kind of where Rio Grande is. But when I say that, because Rio Grande wants to review this thoroughly through the budget process, I regret to say that I can no longer support the item number A, and it's not that I don't support item number A regarding the three positions that we talked about in November and December. My concern is that I cannot guarantee, based on the conversations I've had preliminarily, that if we are successful in getting staff on board on April 1st, that I have any authority and guarantee that those three staff will remain after July 1st. I know there's a support and a consensus from my council that yes, that's what our priority is going to be, and the department heads have already been given direction on where we can find the money to do that. So that's where my representation comes from Rio Grande. It also seems like, given the current budget impacts of all of our agencies, that I don't think it's prudent to go ahead and hire so that we're in limbo and then we lay off with all of the investment that it goes into getting a new hire. So my preference would be to get the recruitments ready to go. And then once we know, or let's say preliminarily, we get commitments where things change in the next few months because we're in the budget process and our agencies are able to commit or find a creative way to do that. And I know there's discussions that are being very creative on how we can move forward on this, and they're in the initial stages, and hopefully we'll have more information to report, and that's going to come from the exec team meeting, every other week to get us through this. I know Oceano has a really good foundation and plan what their needs are related to coming up with options. Likewise, the other. So, I think what I would like to see is us moving forward with alternative B, as well as alternative C, which would be to identify and implement recruitment for the additional 3 full-time firefighters with a planned start date of July 8th to continue to make operational needs-based decisions that may result in a temporary fire station closure, and then go back to the outline on page 2 related to how the chief would be managing the 150 open shifts, which would also give us some latitude regarding control of our expenditures on that overtime. So like I said, regretfully, but I think in the big picture, in order to push forward with the FTEs, I think that's the best bet I can do. Representing not only the authority, but representing my agency, I was not successful. And I think it's a timing issue, because everybody's gearing up for budget. And they're like, well, let's just deal with this in the budget, even though things were very specifically laid out. So that concludes my comments. I don't know if there's any further discussion.
So let me ask you, Chief, can you give a clarification on item A? Because you're really saying continue the recruitment, but don't, would you hire or the effective date become July 1st, 2018?
Thank you for that question, because I wanted to offer an opportunity to clarify. I'm sorry if this is confusing, but I made a subtle change to item A for this meeting. So what A and B both do, what A is, was the initial direction of the 3 urgency hires. Yep. In the current fiscal year. I've changed the tail end of A to say, identify these folks, have a list. They don't start until July 1, which would correlate with potential funding starting at that time. B is the second 3 with the same process. Identify a list. Nobody starts before funding's approved, which would be no earlier than July 1.
Okay. I see the word additional there. Got it. Okay, that's a great clarification for me. I overlooked that. Thank you. No, thank you for that. Okay, cool. All right. So for clarification for the record then, and thanks for pointing that out, Vice Chair, that I did not realize that the B was for the additional 3. So certainly A is back on the table for Aurora Grandy, and I can certainly support that,
so
as well as C.
So for further clarification, the way A is now written, in effect, you would continue to manage the overtime budget with the reserve firefighters through the end of this fiscal year.
Yes.
Yeah. So then we would, once the budgetary processes are approved, then you would be able to put those 3 into start those positions, and then you're asking to then start a new recruitment or try to find implement recruitment of an additional 3 firemen.
And my intent through Aurora Grandy's budget process is I'm going to be asking for the analysis, and I think it's already ongoing, that we are trying to find the money for 6 by July 1st. At least that is going to be my advocacy as a board member, to go with 6, and also to do the cost analysis for Aurora Grandy related to, and it's already been done, but what that would look like for us budgetarily, and then take that and develop the way to implement and pay. And there's all kinds of really good discussions going on that will come forward at another time. So just for the record, that would be my intent on how I would proceed. And it's an ongoing it would be an ongoing discussion from what my council had on January 12th. So they're very much aware of what the recommendation is. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion. Do you want me to go ahead and move? I would like to direct the fire chief to complete the emergency/urgency recruitment of 3 full-time firefighter positions and be prepared to employ the identified employees effective July 1st, and also to continue to make operational need-based decisions that may result in a temporary fire station closure due to staffing limitation, and that again is based on the outline on page 2.
Okay, I'm going to second this, but I am going to again state on item C. As you all know, I'm still not a big fan of this discussion about temporary rolling closure of fire stations, and I want to have a subsequent discussion about how do I keep the station in my community open. But I'm going to support this to move us forward because we need to be moving forward.
Okay. Any other chief, you got? Would you like clarification, Chief, on the motion?
I just have a question on the motion, and I would like clarification. So what I heard was line A, start the recruitment and identification of 3 qualified candidates with an effective day of July 1. What I don't believe I heard was also, while we're going through the recruitment and prioritization process, establish a list of 6 qualified applicants. So I'm just looking for clarification. Are we starting with 3? Would you prefer that I go through a process and identify 6 so I have a qualified list that has a 1-year shelf life for flexibility? I'm just looking for clarity.
That seems like that's a more prudent way to go related to the resources that you have. So I would go ahead and amend to include the recruitment of 6. And that way you would at least know what what you have.
Thank you.
Does the second still stand?
Yeah. With the understanding that, as you said, this is a proposal, we're going to go back. Budgetary process is we're looking at 6, and we will take no less than 3, maybe 4, including the battalion chief. So more discussion to be had.
Okay. So call the vote.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Thank you. I really agree with most of what Mr. Scholes and you, Barbara, say. I know I do not have the authority to support the hiring of these 3 and 6. I just don't. And I am not able to vote in favor of that. That would be deceptive, if not imprudent. Mm-hmm. I would still like to see, like both you in your budgetary queries, as well as Mr. Scholes indicated wanting further analysis, I would like direction from Chief Lieberman on an evaluation of how the fire authority could live within its means. I think Chief Lieberman could do that evaluation, and I know it'd be helpful for Oceano. I would think it would be helpful for both Grover Beach and the Royal Grande as well.
Go ahead.
And just one other thing. I don't see the closures as a better budgetary solution than a better reserve program. That's it.
Okay, with that being said, Mr. Colwell, why don't we table that, because there may be another way to get the analysis. I'm satisfied with the information that we've been getting over the last several years related to the reserve program, but perhaps we can take that request up in board communications and have another creative way to get you the information that you seek by, memorandum or memo to the board related to that request. So that would be my preference, so we can go ahead and call the order and we'll get this motion completed.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Chair Harmon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scholes?
Yes.
Board Member Colwell?
No.
And so I would like to have further discussion. What I would say is that we are going through a budgetary process. And should we not get support from them, from the other member agencies, I think we should come back and have that discussion. Because what we're trying to do is change what our means are. I think that's what we're trying to do, is that this group has been living within its means for 8 years. And the analogy I've often used, people have heard me, we formed this great organization. We then all said, what a great thing we've done. We eliminated the boundary drops. We got shared training and equipment. We gave them just enough water and just enough sunlight so it sustained itself. And we need to figure out how do we make a bigger investment to grow this organization. But ultimately, the end goal has always been it to be a public safety district or its own district with its own staff and own ability to generate revenues. And so if we can't get the support from the various communities, we will have to come back and have that discussion about how you live within the means if no one else is willing to make that investment. So I think there is a place for that. I just believe that we need to find out what member agencies are willing to contribute. And I respectfully, we understand the challenge position. But I do want to make sure that you're not feeling like we're just not.
I hear what you're saying, and as a practical matter, we all know that if Oceano doesn't contribute approximately $1 million a year, your budgets will go up appreciably, and they'll need additional discussion.
Exactly.
If you want to kick us out of the authority or whatever you want to do, it'll require additional discussion.
No, we would not be kicking anyone out. We would try and have a...
I'm just going to chime in here about.
Welcome to politics.
I just want to chime in that the discussions, preliminary discussions. You know, we're hearing the words dissolving. We're hearing the words, you know, kicking people out and all of it. This has always been a financial exercise. This has always been. A situation where the districts are structured completely differently than general fund and that we knew that this discussion was on the horizon. And I just really would like people to be a little bit more cautious on the words they use related to kicking out, because we need to keep this at a financial, board item, and not get into, that it's anything personal.
So,
it is what it is, and I'm, as a board chair, I'm going to do everything I can to keep it at that level so that our communities are reassured that they have a fully functioning fire authority and that we are going to be really developing what we need based on what we know from the strat plan, on finally getting to that point on how we're going to move forward with these investments. So I'm going to move on to the next item.
So Tricia, you need to find another word for instead. Don't put kick it out. I think he was just joking. So.
But I mean, and I don't need to modify the record, but I just wanted to state that because. How you say it's not what you say sometimes, it's how you say it, and that's a cliche that's very much overused. So I'm going to just move this forward to new business, which we have none, and then there are board member, there's a board member item, items coming up. There isn't anything officially on the agenda, but I would really like this board to consider for our February agenda. To go back on track to what we had stated this fall regarding the strategic plan, to get that back in the February agenda so we can start prioritizing these costs and prioritizing the components of the strategic plan to assist our agencies in the budget process so we can actually spell it out incrementally year by year what this is going to cost and whether we do it in a this is our perfect case scenario, this is what we're going for, or however we prioritize it. I think that's very important, and I think it's needed to, for the budget process and then also to accelerate. I'd like to have an agenda item to whatever that means, to accelerate the budget process, whatever we need to do to assist our communities in getting the information they need to you know, start this discussion. So those are my board board member items.
Thank you for those comments. Let's just make sure you have consensus on this board.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I agree, because I think we're talking about, so what is the time frame anticipated for the budget? I know that in your meeting with the exec committee, there was a discussion about bringing the budget forward sooner. We understand that you have other commitments and whatnot. So what would be the earliest you could bring a budget back for the board's consideration?
So I had a glance at Ms. Malicote, who gave me a smirk. Our typical process for budget planning is we reach out to all the employees that have program oversight responsibilities. So that takes some time. We typically try to bring it to you in April. I believe we could bring it in March, because she didn't scowl at me. I believe we could bring it in March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then in February, then we still need the exercise for the strategic plan. Do I have consensus on that?
So I would just say the strategic plan's been out there. So I would just say maybe it's the, I agree, implementation component and how that fits into the budget. Because mm-hmm. I believe there is a time frame that's actually designed into the mm-hmm. strategic plan. And I think that information would help us moving forward, right. Not just with budget, but I think the question we've always said is, what do we want to be when we grow up, or what do we want to be in 5 years?
Right.
That's in the strategic plan.
Yeah, and I think we're at that next step to do that. So mm-hmm. that would be great. I think that's the work that we need to do next. Hi.
I think having the strategic plan as an agenda item at the next meeting is good, and I think having the budget as an agenda item in March is terrific.
Very good. Are there any other board member items for consideration today?
Nope. Just a comment to just say to the men and women who are in this organization, this board is here to support you and advocate on your behalf, and we want to do things in a pragmatic and a balanced way, and we'll continue to do that. So continue to bring us information that helps inform our decisions, but we appreciate the work that you all do.
Fire chief items?
I'll try to keep it brief. I do want to bring you up to speed on a couple of things that have been off the agenda because we've been so focused on this matter. The first is, Ms. Malicote and I will work, and I believe at the next, so February board meeting, you will see a mid-year budget adjustment item specifically, truly focusing on the self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBA, replacement program. Our staff, and you'll see a pretty detailed staff report for February, our staff's done a really phenomenal job of an objective review between the two leading products that are deployed in this county, and they've made a recommendation to me, and I'm waiting on a revised estimate. The upside of what I can share now is that it appears that the actual expenditure will be less than what was planned, and everyone set aside in their budget. So more to follow in February for SCBAs, and December is traditionally where I receive my annual performance evaluation. That didn't happen because of the focus on workload programs. That's something that we should probably take care of in February as well.
Yeah.
That also reminds me that I don't believe you've had an evaluation with your general counsel. So that's something to consider as well. And I hope you witnessed him striking me. And lastly, I just want to touch base with you regarding our agency employment in the disaster and devastation of Montecito. OES Engine 386 with a crew of four returned late yesterday afternoon.
How many days out were they?
Chief Whitney? I can't really keep track.
A little over a week.
So they were part of a countywide strike team. They came back and went through a decontamination process of both themselves and the fire engine due to all of the toxic things, elements that were in the mud. Engineer Joe Silva is qualified as a heavy equipment boss. He remains down there. His position is that he coordinates and supervises both government and private heavy equipment operators, and he is... if those of you that know my personal history, I'm very concerned about mental wellness of our employees in events such as this. And Engineer Silva has been on three of the body recoveries in the Olive Mill area. So He's seen some pretty heavy things. He's also seen some pretty miraculous positive things, as did our crew, as far as people and their resiliency. So Silva will probably be gone for a full 2 weeks before he returns, and he's heavily engaged in both the Olive Mill debris field searches, and they have involvement with the Highway 101 area, which is making great progress, but there's still areas that have 10 feet of sediment in them. So that's just a brief update on Montecito.
Chief, can you tell me the other staff, I believe Penner, Hensley, Densmore, can you just list so we can acknowledge them for the record, the team that
sure.
Go down?
Engine Captain Sean McMahon, Engineer Joseph Farnsworth, who I think I saw here, Firefighter Daniel Densmore, and Firefighter Stephen Hensley. Any of the others here? No.
Gentlemen, thank you for the extra duty on a very difficult call related to Montecito, a very different type of call, you know, very much search and rescue. I want to acknowledge that, and also, as I always do, acknowledge the rest of the team that stays behind and that is also filling these overtime shifts. The community greatly appreciates that, and every day I'm astounded by your dedication and so appreciate that. So those are my comments on the Chief's report. Are you completed with your report?
Yes, I am.
Council member, well, actually general counsel.
You promoted me.
Do we have to see you now? Oh, no, that's a different general. Do you have any comments, Mr. Hale, besides getting your evaluation on the agenda for February?
Don't do it.
Thank you, Chief. No, I'm fine today.
All right, very good. And then board communications, I'll open it up to board. Anybody wants to jump in on any board communications? Let it rip.
None.
All right, very good. And then it appears that we have no closed session item today. So without any, there's no other comments, I would like to move for adjournment.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.